Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of Tenkar's Tavern blog, and lest we forget them, the various communities associated with such as the Tavern's Discord server, Facebook community, and MeWe community. Huzzah! So tonight, I was supposed to be interviewing Matt Finch, the main man behind Swords and Wizardry, one of the owners of Frog God Games. He has a current Kickstarter for 3D terrain, dungeon terrain. And I overnapped. Falling under sword. It was a long day today. Up at 6. Out of the house by just a hair after 7. Back to the house. And then, you know, Friday's physical therapy. And then pick up my niece and traffic both ways. Oh, Jesus Christ. So, yeah. I had a nap, and somehow I got the time screwed up for the interview. So we're going to do it on Sunday night. Today is Friday. So if you're listening to this real time, or close to real time, we'll be recording this on the Tavern's Discord server, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. Don't ask me Greenwich time. I have no fucking clue. You're welcome to step in and listen live and ask and comment in the chat, text chat. Now, on to today's topic. Hope I didn't blow your eardrums by saying that. I've been asked numerous questions over the last couple of years about the Ernie Gary Gygax Jr.'s Memorial Tomb campaign starter, basically the Memorial Tomb Kickstarter. And the answer that I've had to people who think that or thought perhaps that the money is gone, it's that, listen, in 2017 at GaryCon, Ernie showed me a bank statement showing over $90,000. I couldn't tell you the exact numbers. I didn't write them down. It was over $90,000 in the account. It was a business account. This is the money from the Kickstarter. It was still there. I have little reason to believe that it isn't still there. I have absolutely no reason to believe it isn't still there because Troller Games is going to white knight it or save it or here. I'm going to read the update from today. Greetings from Troll Lord Games. If you are reading this, you are probably a backer of the Memorial Tomb Kickstarter. This Kickstarter is a bit late. Yes, it is. And in order to help facilitate completion, Ernie Gygax and Benoit Poirier, the principal co-authors, have partnered up with Troll Lord Games. A little luck and determination together will knock this thing out. A quick note of introduction. I'm Stephen Chenault, owner and CEO of Troll Lord Games. We've been in business for about 20 years, publishing RPGs for D20, Gary Gygax, Castles and Crusades, Amazing Adventures, Victorious, and a small host of others. We have an experienced staff of writers, artists, and designers. Tim Burns heads up all communications, and it's with him you'll probably be talking mostly. We successfully run 30-some-odd Kickstarters, are in the process of fulfilling one, with more gearing up the ship as the year plays out, and one, the NPC Almanac, live right now. We have a fully functional print shop for printing, etc., etc. And they do. They print their own, and they print for other companies on occasion. In short, Troller Games has been in business for a while and has a fairly good handle on the processes involved. You can find out all you want to know about Troller Games at our website, www.trollor.com. Ernie and I are longtime friends. We met back in about 2000 and have been fast friends ever since. Ernie was the first ever guest at TrollCon back in 2000 or 2001. What was brought to my attention during a recent Gaxmore Kickstarter that Ernie's own Kickstarter had not been fulfilled, I reached out to Ernie and Benoit to see if we could help. They both graciously accepted our offer and brought Troll Lord Games on board. Hopefully you can help them wrap this up. I can't make any promises on what is going to happen next, but here is the immediate plan of attack. Communications with backers will resume with the idea of keeping backers abreast of what's going on and where we are on the project. Now, I'm going to interject here. This is huge. Because Ernie had basically said he wasn't going to deal with anything on the Kickstarter side of things. He wasn't going to deal with communications from there. If you had questions for him, you should message him on Facebook. That is the wrong way to handle it. And in a way, it's similar to how Gareth has run his. The reason is, okay, and I understand why project creators like to fall back on, I'm not going to listen to, read your comments on Kickstarter, or I'm only going to do it on Facebook or my own forums. It's because they want to control what is shared, what is posted, what is commented. You can't control it on Kickstarter. So I understand it. It's just not a good thing. So I'm glad to see that we're going to have communication. Let's see what else. I'll get a handle on all the components of the project so you can see what is actually needed. This part will take some time to sort and figure. I've put our layout guides at their disposal so that we can take that worry off their heads. When the time comes to lay out the book with Ernie and Benoit's direction, of course, we don't want to lose their vision. We'll do the actual nuts and bolts so they can remain focused on other aspects of the Kickstarter. I'm very excited to dive into this, but a note of caution. We have our own Kickstarters that we are running and do not wish to have any of them derailed, so those and the daily operations of the company will take precedence. That said, there is more than enough of us here at Troll Lord Games who are independent contractors or who are independent contractors that we can manage both our own and assisting in this one. I will strive to have another update out in a few weeks, or as soon as I get a handle on what is in the overall project and how best we can help Ernie and Benoit. If you wish to contact us directly, please feel free to email us at productsupport@trolllord.com. Thank you and have a nice day, Steve Chenault. Well, Steve, you are a gentleman. Now, I'm sure one of the questions that's going to be asked of me, so I'm going to answer it now. Why isn't somebody doing this for the City State of the Invincible Overlord Kickstarter and, the Bledsoes? And I personally, to my vision, to my eyes, the answer is obvious. We know that the money for the CSIO Kickstarter is gone. Okay? Whatever is raised has been spent. What it's been spent on is an accounting that will have to get taken at some point. Or there has been accounting taken at some point, but we're not privy to it, and we probably never will be fully. So CSIO has been taking monies that they've had for like licensing Teagle Manor to Frog God Games for their Kickstarter, the Frog God Games Kickstarter. The monies they took in from that were used to send out more minis. There's a Kickstarter here that probably has about 90 grand still in the bank. So it's not a problem of not having the funds. It's a problem of not having the physical ability to complete this project, which grew via stretch goals and everything else, far larger than either Ernie or Benoit ever imagined. So if Troll Lord Games can supply project management, direction, layout, yes, I can see this happening. And Troll Lord Games may break even on this, may lose a little bit, maybe make a little bit, but the backers will be made whole, and the goodwill toward Troll Lord Games is going to be huge. CSIO, City State of the Invincible Overlord, by Church's Guild, is a money pit. Okay? This is a project, the CSIO, where I'm pretty sure the money's taken in compared to the obligations to go out never fully matched. Now, I do know somebody talked to me about what would be necessary, what needed to be done, what I thought would be an approach to make the CSIO Kickstarter fulfill it for its backers, or at least come close to fulfilling what its obligations are, or get some of its obligations fulfilled. But I don't foresee a company the size of Troll Lord Games approaching the Bledsoes and saying, hey, what can we do to help? Because that one ain't pretty. We've seen the work that's been done by Benoit on this Kickstarter on Memorial Tomb. We know it's getting done. It's just more work that could ever get done in the time frame that was allotted, and then some. So this is a good sign. But for those of you out there that are hoping that this will be a good sign and somebody's going to step up and they're going to throw tens of thousands of dollars to make CSIO complete, no. If it does complete, it's not going to be money that makes it complete. It's going to be the work of one or more individuals who are going to basically donate their time to take a bag of shit and turn it into something that the backers will appreciate. So, good news for those waiting on the Memorial Tomb. And like I said, this is a very good sign that the monies are still there, because I can't see Trollor Games is saying that they're going to assist on this one. They are not taking over the obligations. In a way, this reminds me a little bit of a certain Kickstarter that, you know, we don't really name too often these days, Dwemer Mount. But, actually, Dwemer Mount's a combination of these two, because Dwemer Mount had monetary obligations that the money was not left in the account. The monies are here. Okay. They were 2 years ago, and again, I haven't spoken to anybody at Troller Games, but I'm damn well sure they would not be putting their hands into this mess unless they were sure it wouldn't be an expensive mess to fix. So, good signs here for all the backers. Hopefully we are all made whole. All right, folks. On that note, as always, if you are listening on iTunes or iPodcast or whatever the fuck it is, if you can leave us a review, leave us a rating, I appreciate it. And the more better we look, the more better numbers we have, or some shit like that. Listen, if you like it, tell people you like it. If you don't like it, you can tell people you don't like it either. And if you don't like it, why the fuck are you wasting your time listening? Right? Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm tired today. All right. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.